You're listening to WYSO News on NPR One and at WYSO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. July marks nearly three decades since President George H.W. Bush signed the Americans with Disabilities Act into law. The ADA was the nation's first comprehensive civil rights legislation designed to protect people with cognitive and physical disabilities. All this month, WYSO is bringing you stories of Ohioans living with disabilities. It's a series we're calling Just Ask, talking about disability. The series grew out of a training WYSO conducted this spring with Miami Valley Disability Groups. For 6 weeks, producers April Leslie and Anna Lurie taught a radio storytelling class for people with disabilities. Participants told us what stories were most important to them, and today we kick off the series with a look at how the Americans with Disabilities Act has and has not improved conditions for many people with physical disabilities in Dayton. WYSO's Jess Mador has more.
At the outdoor signing ceremony, President George H.W. Bush told the crowd the Americans with Disabilities Act would guarantee independence, freedom of choice, and new opportunities for people with disabilities.
And now I sign legislation which takes a sledgehammer to another wall, one which has, for too many generations, separated Americans with disabilities from the freedom they could glimpse but not grasp. And once again, we rejoice as this barrier falls, proclaiming together, we will not accept, we will not excuse, we will not tolerate discrimination in America.
The Americans with Disabilities Act took effect in 1990. The landmark law built upon previous legislation banning discrimination in programs that receive federal funding. And over time, the law transformed America's built environment in key ways. Today, design elements such as wheelchair ramps, accessible bathrooms, and parking spaces are ubiquitous. Longtime Ohio disability rights advocate Susan Willis recalls how different things were before the ADA. When the law took effect, she walked with crutches.
I remember attending Ohio State University when there was no ADA, and traversing that campus for me was terribly difficult. There were steps at every building and all of this.
Now, Willis uses a motorized wheelchair. She says despite significant progress in improving accessibility for people with physical disabilities, violations of the ADA are pervasive.
The cities, the communities, they have to decide that this is important and we're going to do it.
Under the ADA, people can bring lawsuits or file complaints with eight federal agencies, including the Department of Justice and the Department of Transportation. But there's a growing backlog and change is slow.
Because the ADA is a civil rights law, you don't see cruisers around that have civil rights police written on it.
Greg Kramer is assistant director of the Dayton Access Center for Independent Living. He says the burden of ADA enforcement falls largely on the public.
If they're in violation of a federal law and they don't do anything, what is your recourse to get them to change? And the only recourse is to file a complaint.
And meanwhile, he says spotty enforcement on the local level offers little incentive for people to obey ADA rules. Take parking, for example. Kramer uses a wheelchair and drives a full-size accessible van. He says people without disabilities often park in accessible spaces thinking they won't get caught.
There's been times I've had to drive around the parking lot a couple times and wait till somebody leaves.
Outside the Access Center, cars and trucks speed through this mostly industrial area near Interstate 75. Incomplete sidewalks force people with wheelchairs or walkers out into traffic or onto the grass. And the Access Center's Art Schlesinger, who uses a motorized wheelchair, says grass is no substitute for sidewalks. He points to a nearby grassy patch where a sidewalk abruptly ends. The grass is long, the ground is uneven.
This wheelchair is powerful enough that I could probably roll through the grass, but God forbid that it's muddy and I get stuck in the mud. And I've had that happen to me.
He says more education is needed to help lawmakers, home and business owners understand the importance of sidewalks. Kramer says sidewalk maintenance is also critical to people with physical disabilities.
When you have sidewalks and there's a tree next to the sidewalk, that root might raise that sidewalk up an inch. For somebody who uses a wheelchair, that inch is a wall to us. There's no way to get over it.
Research shows the older you get, the more likely you are to have a disability. And as the population ages, Kramer hopes more Americans will become sensitized to accessibility issues. Ultimately, making more public and private spaces disability-friendly will also make getting around easier for everyone, young and old. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.
Stay tuned for more stories from Just Ask, talking about disability. Our series is produced by April Leslie, Anna Lurie, Jess Mador, and Jerry Kenny. What questions do you have about the ADA? Tell us by going to WYSO.org.